is the meekness of wisdom. We want to think about wisdom. What is wisdom? Why is it important to have wisdom and to be wise? If you think about wisdom and being wise, the opposite of it would be foolish. In the Bible, the Lord talks about fools. Some people will call a person a fool, but he tells us not to do it. But I'll tell you what, if the Lord calls us that, that is a serious state. We don't want to be in that state. So we want to be wise. But what is it going to take to be wise? You know, the Lord wants us to be wise. Sometimes you might think, well, so-and-so is a very wise person, or so-and-so is not wise. And you might think that's a state that some people are and some aren't. That's true. Some are wise and some are not. But God wants all of us to be wise. And he wants to give us wisdom. And we're going to start with James 3 and read verse 13 to 17. And our brother Larry quoted the one in the James 1 and 5, which says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. But as we read the scriptures, we realize that wisdom is very important. So I want you to be attentive to why we need to be wise or why we need wisdom. And I think in some things we might think, don't realize the importance of it. Sometimes we have situations and we think certain, as adults or as parents, we think certain things are important, and our children may think, they don't see why you make such a big thing out of it. But when it comes to wisdom, it's something that we all need. So let's go to James 3 and 13.
Who is wise? Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his work with meekness and wisdom. How far you want to go?
To 17.
But if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against this truth. This wisdom descendeth from above, but of earthly, sensual devils.
It descendeth not from above.
Just the wisdom descended not from above, but it's earthly, sensual. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceful, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy.
So you see, it's essential. It says, who is wise man? It seems like everybody's not wise. Who is a wise man? And endued with knowledge among you. Let him show out of a good conversation. And in the scriptures, a lot of time, it refers to conversation has to do with our lives. So let's say that out of a good life, His works, not just our words, but in all that we do with meekness of wisdom. Sometimes you say, well, a wise person is very smart, but do you know a wise person knows, when you really have the true wisdom of God, you're going to have something else to go with it. It's not going to be pride. It's not going to be arrogance. It's going to be meekness. Because a wise person has knowledge and understanding of God and what God wants of him. And not only so, he's doing those things what God would want him to do. So it says, but if you have bitter envy and strife in your heart, glory not, and lie not against the truth. This wisdom, so there's an earthly wisdom, right? Descended not from above, but it's earthly, sensual, and devilish. That wisdom of the world is not going to get us anywhere. True wisdom comes from God. But there is a wisdom in the world, and that will be take us down. And it says, for where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. All good things come from the wisdom that comes from above. We need to have the wisdom that comes from above because it's going to affect the choices we make in life. If we do not have this wisdom, we're going to make some serious mistakes in life. And we're going to find that that comes from the earth is going to lead us down. And so we want to have the wisdom that's going to lead us in the right path. We need to have the wisdom that's going to lead us to heaven. Because ultimately, that's our life goal. Sometimes you may not think it, may not realize it, but to go to heaven is more important than anything in this world. And you need the wisdom of God to get there. And in order to have that wisdom of God, we have to follow him. We have to do what he says do. We have to listen to him. Let's go to Colossians 3 and 16. We want every one of us, when we leave here today, to realize how important it is to be wise and to seek the wisdom that's from above.
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.
I'm thinking about that part that said, let the word of God dwell in you with all wisdom. Do you know, it doesn't just pay to know the word of God, but we need to get the word of God down in us. If we want to have wisdom, some people can quote scriptures but not live it. But we want not just to quote the scriptures, we want to live the scriptures. As we learn it and read it, we want to apply it to our lives and let it be a part of who we are. And then we'll be wise. Let's go to Proverbs 8 and 11. There's so much in Proverbs about wisdom. If we read the book of Proverbs, we're going to find a whole lot about what it means to be wise.
Proverbs 8 and 11. For wisdom is better than rubies, for all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it.
Do you hear that? Rubies. That's gems. That's something of a lot of value. And you could have thousands of dollars. And yet, if you don't have wisdom, or millions of dollars, but if you don't have wisdom, It's just going to profit you nothing. It's very important. It's better than rubies. And we can compare. We don't walk around trying to find rubies in our day and time. Mostly what people try to get now is just plain money, right?
Gold,
okay. And so, but it's better than that. It's better to be poor and have wisdom than to be rich and not have it. You can look and see a lot of people that have money, rich, and they don't know what to do. They spend it up sometimes. They get a lot of money. I think people that win lottery, they're not used to money. They get that money and they spend it up so quick and look up, it's gone. Because they didn't have any wisdom, right? But wisdom is better. All the gold and the money that you could have in this life is better to have wisdom. Daniel 3:2.
Daniel 3:2. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, sent to gather together the princes, the governors and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar.
I'm sorry. I wrote it down wrong. So we're going to have to limit that. But if we know in the reading the scriptures and Daniel, we know that he was wise. He was but I put the scripture down wrong, so that's okay. So we want to be one person that God could look upon us and say we're wise. You know, I was thinking about how that there was a man, and we're going to read this later, who had riches, and he had what seemed to be human wisdom, but he left something out. Do you know we can have a whole lot of human wisdom, as people call it, a wisdom from this world, but if we leave God out of the equation, we're not wise. And we don't want that. And God is the one that wants us to have wisdom. He doesn't want us to walk around here fool or foolish or ignorant. He wants us to have a thorough understanding of what he wants, of what he expects in our lives. And so we want to seek for it. That scripture that says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Seek for wisdom. Sometimes we might decide that I'm going to go do this or I'm going to go do that. But you know what we need to do? We need to seek the mind of God. We need to find out from him what is the best way. Even, you know, I can say in my life, I made plenty of probably financial mistakes. If I had some of the things to do over, I found a different way to do it. So I could have maybe avoided some of those mistakes if I'd asked the Lord instead of going with what I think. Lord, do you think I ought to purchase this or purchase that? He wants to give us wisdom, and he wants to, but the wisdom that comes from above is going to lead us to heaven. The wisdom of this world will lead us to hell. Let's go now to Proverbs 2:6. Actually, let's start at the first verse and read all the way to verse 7.
Proverbs 2:1 and go to 7. I'm going to read Proverbs 1:7 first. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
Yes.
I don't know if that's what you were looking for before or not. Okay, 2:1.
Mm-hmm.
My son, if thou would receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and lifted up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord. I'm sorry. Verse 2 and 4. If thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasure, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. For he layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He's a buckler to them that walk uprightly.
See here? God lays up sound wisdom. What in this world may seem like wisdom, it's not sound wisdom. But God giveth sound wisdom. It comes from God. If you want to have true wisdom that's going to take us to heaven, then you need to get that from God. Not from our minds. We cannot depend on our minds, because our minds will tell us anything and we'll think it's right. But we don't want to do that. So we want to seek it. It says here, if thou seekest her as silver. Well, most people seek for silver, so to speak. They seek for money. They seek for, which is the best way I'm going to make money out of this deal or that deal. But instead of seeking for silver and gold and treasures, hid treasures, we want to seek for the knowledge of God. Take our time to ask God, what is your will? What is the best way? And I see here, even in, let's see, 10 says, when wisdom entereth into thine heart and knowledge is present unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. And it said, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh forward things. So it's very essential that we have wisdom and seek it so that we can know the right way to go. Says, who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. If you want to keep from going the wrong way, do you know plenty of people have gone a dark path because they did not seek the wisdom of God? They chose their own way. They might have chose, like here, somebody influencing them, trying to get them to go a way they think they ought to go. But you know what? God wants us to seek him, trust him, depend on him, ask him. That's what we need to do. Ask the Lord. Ask him what is the right way. Now, let's move on. So, how do we get this wisdom? Wisdom comes from the fear of God. You remember, you read that. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, and fools despise wisdom and instruction. So see, foolishness is really the opposite of wisdom. And being a fool, according to the scripture, is to despise wisdom and instruction. You know what? You can get so that you think you know so much. You hate for somebody to tell you something. We shouldn't be like that, should we? We should be willing to listen to others, to get the instruction, and especially from God. We cannot go our own way. We're going to make a big mistake. Let's go now to Proverbs 12 and 15.
Proverbs 12 and 15. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise.
The way of a fool is right in his own eyes. You just can't hardly tell him anything. But he that hearkeneth unto counsel. Counsel may come from older people. I don't regret any counsel that I took. I took good counsel. I had my counselors when I was growing up were people like Sister Catherine. I spent plenty of time with her, and she advised me on a lot of things that I didn't even understand, but I accepted her counsel. My mother was my counselor too, my aunt. And so it's good to listen to counsel. But then also, as we read the Word of God, there's counsel in the Word of God. One scripture said, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for what? Reproof, is profitable for instruction in righteousness. So we can get counsel from the Word of God. And the Word of God, of course, will show us the way of God. Sometimes, though, we have a tendency to want to go our own way. And I've done that before and found out it was not good. So I'm going to Proverbs 3. And I'll read that one. And 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Verse 7, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It's so important that we not trust human wisdom. We must trust the wisdom of God. Proverbs 1, and we're going to read from verse 20. Brother, you read that, please, all the way to 33.
Proverbs 1.
Mm-hmm. 20 to 33.
Proverbs 1. And talk where?
20.
20 to 33?
Mm-hmm.
With wisdom cried without, she utters her voice in the streets. She cried in the chief place of the concourse, in the openings of the gates in the city. She uttered her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity, and the scorners delight in the scorning, and fools hate knowledge? Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make known my words on you. Because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught my counsel and would none of my reproof. I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation and your destruction cometh of the whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For they that hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would none of my counsel, they despised all of my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and be quiet from fear of evil.
Notice this. He said, wisdom cries without. She utters her voice in the street. The Lord is trying to get across to us our need of him. We need to respond to the Lord. Many people have gone down a dark path because of it. They refuse the dealings of the Lord. They refuse to fear the Lord. All these things, they're not wise. They've turned down wisdom. But if we listen to the Lord, if we follow him, if we obey him and go his way, our lives will be blessed. We'll have a blessed life. But many times, if you make mistakes or see something happen negative, you could look back and see, I didn't use wisdom a lot of time. If I used wisdom, I'd listen to my conscience. I'd listen to the Lord. But I didn't. And here it says, the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. It is a serious thing to reject God, to not listen, and not when he talks to our heart, we better do something about it. Proverbs 8:1, and oh, I want to read this song. It's 4:1 in our songbook. I knew we probably couldn't sing it, so I said, I'm going to read it. It says, low wisdom crieth in the street in the solemn tones of warning. Amid the concourse, loud repeat, the end of time is coming. It's wisdom for us to listen to the dealings of God. The end of time is coming. Hear, O ye craving, restless throng, the gospel invitation. It tells you that what you needed long, the touch of God's salvation. When the Lord deals with our heart to be saved, that's wisdom for us to obey him.
What number is that?
401. Young men in all your reverie, young ladies proud and thoughtless, will you be saved eternally or die forever, ever hopeless? You know it's serious. You drown your souls in follies deep. You know, pleasures, in other words. You just, I'm, from one thing to another, I drown out the conscience, the dealings of God. Entertainment has done this to many people. You plunge in sin's perdition. And, okay, yet wisdom cries upon the street. In God there is redemption. Ye aged sinners, surely know your end of time is coming. And youthful summers swiftly flow down to the veil of morning. You know, it seemed like time goes really fast. But when you are young, and maybe before, I say before you get out of high school, it seemed like time just creeping. You know, it just seems, but once you get out of high school and you start getting grown, those years that you look up, you're in your 20s, then you're in your 30s, you're in your 40s, and your 50s, and your 60s, and your 70s, that time just goes very fast. Come old and young, come rich and poor, we have but one probation, be wise, repent, and sin no more, except a free salvation. So when we accept the dealings of God, in this scripture it says, because I have called. Some people have called, the Lord has called them and they turned him down over and over again. I stretched out my hand and regarded it. All of these things is not wisdom. In fact, in this scripture it calls people that reject God, it says simple one. We don't want to be simple and be like a foolish person, but we want to be wise. So as God deals with our heart in any level, on any level, we need to respond to him as he tries to lead us and teach us the right way to go. We need to follow and obey. Proverbs 8:1.
Proverbs 8:1. Does wisdom cry? Does not wisdom cry? and understanding put forth her voice.
Keep going to 21.
She standeth in the top of the high places, by the way, in the places of the path. She cried at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming up in at the doors. Come unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Hear, for I speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, for all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. How far you want to go?
21, but I want to see how it says, unto you, O men, I call. Do you know this call goes out to every single human being? There's no one left out. He's calling them to understand wisdom. He wants us to understand wisdom. He doesn't want us to be fools. He don't want us to be foolish. And all that the Lord tells us, he said, for my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to me. If we will receive the words of the Lord, it's going to be truth, and it's going to lead us in the right way. You say, they are all plain to him that understand. He's not going to make it confusing. You know, he's going to make us plain. What the Lord deals with us is plain, and we're going to know it, and we're going to be responsible. When we stand before God, he can say, I dealt with you there, and I showed you not to do that. I dealt with you here. When we stand before God, all our deeds is going to be right there, and the Lord's going to be able to point to us the times that he dealt with us. If we received it, then it's going to be to our eternal security. But if we don't receive it, it's going to be damnation to us. Read 12 now to 21.
Wisdom, dwell with prudence, and find knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way, and the forward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign, and princes decree justice. By me princes rule, and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures.
You know what? God is going to, we will be blessed. He said, I will fill their treasures. We'll be blessed more than money and anything that we could have if we would but listen and to his instruction. He gives instruction. He gives sound wisdom. His counsel is sound, is sure, is righteous, is peace, is so much good in just following the way of the Lord. And doing this, we'll have wisdom. We'll move on now to Proverbs 16:16. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather than to be chosen than silver. I think that as we read these scriptures, we find that the thing that most people, human beings, go after is money and gold and silver and things. But we need to go after God. If we go after God, we're going to have the wisdom that we need. I'm going to skip a lot of the reading here. I want us to go to Luke 12, starting in the 16th verse, because I want us to realize that if we leave God out, we'll not be considered wise. We'll not have wisdom. And it's going to be to our eternal damnation. So we want to read this parable and see this man that had money, had riches. He was rich. But in the end, he was called a fool. And if we go that way, we will be called that by God too.
Where will start?
Verse 16.
And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I be stowed all my fruits and my goods. And I shall say to my soul, soul, thou hast made goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be quiet of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.
So the end is eternal damnation. If we choose to not choose the way of wisdom, but we choose to go our own way, seeking the things of this world, at the end, he's going to say to us, thou fool, thou fool. We don't want God to call us a fool. We want him to say that we're wise. So I want you all to pray for me that I'll be faithful unto the end.